The Democratic Party's presidential caravan abandoned the frozen mountains of New Hampshire this past week for primaries and caucuses this Tuesday in the varied geographic and political terrain of Arizona, Delaware, Missouri, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Carolina. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry refined his newfound role as frontrunner. One-time pace setter Howard Dean, the former Vermont governor, did what so many declining candidates have done in the past. He hired a new campaign manager and bid farewell to the political handler who helped him gain great heights in the polls only to garner too few votes at the ballot box. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman insisted that a single-digit showing in New Hampshire provided him with momentum. But as humorist Andy Borowitz quipped in his online column, it seemed the one-time vice presidential candidate was going Joe-where. North Carolina Senator John Edwards is in his native state of South Carolina in hopes of an essential victory. General Wesley Clark struggled to distinguish himself in the still large pack of candidates. The Reverend Al Sharpton continued his campaign gadfly, and Ohio Representative Dennis Kucinich insisted that despite anemic showings, he is steadfast in his quest of the Oval Office. We're spreading out around the country this morning to welcome three journalists. Mike Jacobs is the editor of the Grand Forks Herald in North Dakota. Mike, welcome back.
Thank you.
Kate Nelson is the managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune. Kate, thanks for joining us again.
Good morning.
And we welcome Steve Kraske, the political correspondent for the Kansas City Star. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Leanne.
Steve, we're going to start with you because we'd like a snapshot from Missouri where favorite son Dick Gebhardt part is no longer a factor. So how is the race playing there now?
Well, it's a very interesting race here, Leanne, only because everyone thought that Dick Gebhardt would still be in this race. At this point in the campaign, his departure has really thrown the campaign in Missouri into a wide open kind of status. But it's been interesting. Really, the only two candidates who are playing actively here are John Edwards and John Kerry. Howard Dean made one stop in the state, but is not up with any TV advertisements at all. So it's really just an Edwards-Kerry race for the most part, and the polls out on Saturday showed Kerry to be leading by a significant margin. He's, according to John Zogby, he's up here like 45% to 22% over Edwards. So it's it looks like to be a John Kerry coronation here.
Kate Nelson in New Mexico. In broad terms, what are you hearing from voters there?
That it's probably a wide open race, and people are delighted at being in the spotlight finally. This is the first time we've had an early caucus. Usually we just roll it into the June primary, and things are always sewed up by then. In addition, there's this aspect that it's Hispanic Tuesday or Latino Tuesday because of our high ethnic population here. The main place you see that played out, however, is not in any tailoring of the issues to the Hispanic voters, but throwing some Spanish into their stump speeches. Most humorously, I think, when Joe Lieberman mixed a little bit of Spanish with a little bit of Yiddish and came up with Viva Chutzpah.
Mike, in North Dakota, how are the voters responding to the candidates there?
Well, it's very difficult to tell. This is a small state, of course. The only poll that's been done had undecided by far ahead of everybody else. Among the people who made a choice, the majority favored Kerry, but that was far from a majority of the people who were polled. Clark has been here, and he's put on quite a big television campaign. There has been a Dean organization. A Dean worked hard here early on. He hasn't been back. We don't expect him. Kucinich has been here, and he has people standing on street corners in the cold with signs endorsing him. So maybe just for sheer bravery, he'll earn a few votes.
Mike, the exit polls in Iowa and New Hampshire indicated that voters were very concerned about the economy. Will the voters in North Dakota be saying the same thing Tuesday?
I think so. And, you know, there's a variety of North Dakota particularism. The economy plays here in a funny way. Trade is extremely important, and the state is deeply divided about how trade ought to be conducted. So when we talk about the economy in North Dakota, we're really talking about selling agricultural goods. And that's not something that you hear candidates talk about a lot. The war is a very important issue here. North Dakota has more people deployed per capita than any other state. There are so many people deployed that in a small town, you know, it makes a big difference. The insurance agent's gone, the policeman's gone, the mayor might be gone. So people are acutely aware that it has a direct bearing on people whom they know personally. And it's hard to tell how that cuts. But, of course, Wesley Clark particularly has a message that talks about, you know, I can get us out of this mess. I wouldn't have gotten us into this mess, and I can get us out. And that has a kind of resonance. But, again, I don't think that it's going to be enough to turn back the Kerry momentum.
Steve Kraske, not only do you write about politics for the Kansas City Star newspaper, you're also the host of a public radio show on member station KCUR. What are you hearing about Iraq from your listeners?
Well, we're hearing quite a bit. In fact, just on Saturday, Senator Kerry was here in Kansas City, and during a stump speech, he asked for a show of hands from the audience of people who have kids overseas in the war. Dozens of hands went up in the audience. And then a few minutes before that, former Governor Roger Wilson was introducing Senator Kerry, and during his introduction, he was talking about his own son having been deployed to Iraq and about to return again in a couple of weeks. Roger Wilson, I've covered him for years, he broke down during his introduction and just overcome by emotion on the whole thing. And I think that speaks very strongly to the concerns that people in this state have about the war, at least Democrats who are growing more convinced that that war was a mistake. And you hear that from people on the street, and you certainly heard it on Saturday when Kerry spoke. But, you know, I really think the race out here comes down to a question of momentum and who's got it coming into this state. And boy, again, as the polls indicate, Kerry has it in spades right now, and the state is tilting so heavily toward him.
Kate, there are a lot of military retirees in the Southwest. What about Iraq? How are they responding to events there?
It's a big issue right now, and especially in these campaigns. There's also a lot of active military in New Mexico, and so that's certainly one of the hot-button issues. As far as how that's affecting who Democrats are looking at to vote for, in casual conversations with voters, what I'm hearing is, I'm going to vote for the person whom I think can beat Bush.
Finally, Kate, we may be getting ahead of ourselves here, but some pundits think your governor, Bill Richardson, might make a good vice presidential candidate.
I think everyone is saying that. Frankly, I think his eye is on a higher prize. He wants to run for president himself, should a Democrat perhaps not win this time around. And he is the standard bearer right now for bringing Hispanics into the party. Incredible command of the language, raised partly in Mexico City. Very charismatic guy, and he's working very hard in this election. It is due to him that we're having this early caucus. He will also serve as chairman of the Democratic National Convention. As such, he's been unable to endorse any of the candidates, but he's playing a big role in this election.
Kate Nelson is the managing editor of the Albuquerque Tribune. Mike Jacobs is the editor of the Grand Forks Herald in North Dakota. And Steve Kraske is the political correspondent for the Kansas City Star and the host of Up to Date, heard on member station KCUR. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Leanne.